I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Going public should be an exciting, positive time for a tech startup, but for entrepreneurs, it's accompanied by stress, anxiety, and fear of failure. Rolf Winkler of the Wall Street Journal joins us in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. The Federal Trade Commission voted Friday to approve a roughly $5 billion settlement with Facebook over its handling of users' information. The 3-2 vote by FTC commissioners broke along party lines, with a Republican majority lining up to support the pact, while Democratic commissioners objected, seeking tougher sanctions. The deal still needs, but is expected to receive, Justice Department approval. Separately, Facebook's Libra cryptocurrency gained a pair of powerful skeptics ahead of a congressional hearing this week on the social media giant's ambitious plan to create a worldwide payments network. President Trump last Thursday said Libra will have little standing or dependability in tweets slamming Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Also, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told the Senate Banking Committee that Libra raises a lot of serious concerns, and those would include privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. The remarks are a preview of the grilling Facebook executives will face when they appear before the Senate Banking Committee and House Financial Services Committee Tuesday and Wednesday to answer questions about Libra. Going public is a unique, exciting time for tech startups, and this year is shaping up to be a big one for startup IPOs. But beneath the excitement, anticipation, and celebration that entrepreneurs may experience in their quest to go public, there exists a dark side for many of them leading up to and including the IPO. Let's talk about this with the Wall Street Journal's Rolf Winkler, who's in San Francisco. Rolf, to put it plainly, it ain't all glitter, that's for sure. All the years of hard work going into building a business may translate into success for the heads of startups, but the public doesn't see the stress, anxiety, and other negative factors that plague them along the way.
That's right. I think what's interesting in the example you begin with is, you know, with an IPO, for instance, some of these startups, you feel like this is the seminal event. We're now successful. We've reached the promised land. And if anything, one of the things you hear when you report about startups is the more you have success, the more the pressure builds, the bigger and more complex the business is getting, the harder it gets. And Justin Kahn, the founder of Twitch TV, said, you know, even when you're winning, you're losing. And that really gets to the stresses and the difficulty for being even a successful startup founder, never mind the 80 to 90% of them that just fail miserably.
When you reach a goal, it's not relief or, you know, satisfaction. It's more like continued torture, it seems to me.
Well, that's just it. One of the people that we profiled in the story was a guy named Brandon Truax. He was the founder of a company, computer scientist by training, but he founded he had done a bunch of beauty startups, and one in Toronto called Dacium really hit. He had a good product, and it did well, and it started to sell really well. And the problem for him was he was the whole business, according to his boyfriend of 11 years. He ran most parts of the operation, and as the company was growing, the operation was growing and getting more complex. And what he did to deal with it was he got into drugs. He'd been using mushrooms, and then he got into crystal meth. And that started a year, 2018, for him that was filled with erratic behavior. He took over the company's Instagram. He was putting a lot of really crazy posts up there. At one point in October, he shut the company down on one day and threatened to fire people if they didn't quit, basically. It was just they had to sue to basically remove him from the company. This was all a person who was dealing with stress, and the way he dealt with it was wrong and pushed him in a bad direction. He eventually, in January, it's a sad story, he fell from his condo and died.
Was this a suicide or an accident, or don't they know?
They don't know. His boyfriend, whom we spoke to, he thinks he fell. He's pretty sure that he fell, but no one can say for sure, of course.
Yeah, that's awful. You write about research, Rolf, showing entrepreneurs were more prone to mental health conditions. Why don't you tell us about that?
I think what's interesting there is that to be an entrepreneur, to be a founder, to start a business, some of the people that really have that capability, the Venn diagram with kind of manic behavior sometimes overlaps a little bit. Like, you're the kind of person that can have this energetic streak. You can have an idea and you can decide, oh my God, I'm having this moment of clarity. I'm going to go create this thing. I'm not writing a book in this case. I'm creating a business, and I'm going to not sleep and not eat for like a long time while I'm creating this thing, right? Or basically push yourself to the limit because you have that capability, that this kind of mania to turn a dream into reality. That's the kind of thing that connects a whole bunch of startup founders, is that kind of mania. But it's also the kind of thing that can get you into trouble from a mental health perspective, especially if you don't manage pressure and stress well.
Are we talking about an incredible drive to succeed, which is sort of accompanied or maybe even undercut by this huge fear that you might fail? Is the fear of failure there, always there?
I think so. I think if you talk to founders of companies, some people will say you wake up in the morning, you think you can conquer the world, and by noon or 1 o'clock, it's all tumbling down. Everything you've done is a disaster. You're a failure. You're spiraling downward. It's all going to end, and then you're in this cycle, right? But, the next day you wake up and you can conquer the world again, and that's kind of what keeps it going. And it's the people who can kind of manage that Jekyll and Hyde, manage the two sides of that coin, that end up doing well.
Your story quotes one executive coach as saying that one common reason for distress is that founders and startup executives tend to derive much of their sense of self-worth from their company's success.
That can certainly contribute to a lot of the really bad mental health outcomes when things go badly, sure. I mean, if you're a startup founder, it's hard work. I mean, you put, I've been writing about venture capital for 5 years out here in Silicon Valley, and what you always hear is that this is all-consuming in a way that is hard to describe, right? Especially if you're doing it well. Your company and the challenges and problems are so all-consuming that people don't have time for hobbies. They don't have time for a full night's sleep. They sometimes don't have time to eat, eat meals on time. They're so driven to build a company because at all times, any good idea, there are a lot of people chasing that good idea typically, and there are a lot of people trying to kill that good idea because maybe it's going to displace their business. It's going to disrupt them. So you're beset on all sides. And this can drive a certain kind of paranoia that is, both healthy and destructive at the same time.
Your story begins and ends with Etsy's CEO, Chad Dickerson. And it was an exciting time for him. And the pressure just mounted. And I guess it ended up the board fired him 2 years after the IPO. The stock tumbled and he left the company, and now he's an executive coach. And I think he's counseling other people with advice, I guess, based on his experiences.
Dick Costolo, the ex-CEO of Twitter, does that too. We mentioned in the story. Yeah, the quote from Chad Dickerson is, we have this moment, the IPO. This should be the moment of success. We've reached Valhalla here. The startup has arrived. And if anything, he's thinking to himself, we've got to keep the stock price up, because it's going to be brutal if we don't. And that's one way to think about this, is like, okay, yeah, we've gone public and this is all great, but actually, wait a minute, we've got a stock price now. And if it goes down, that's terrible for me. Maybe I'll get fired. It gets to what we spoke about at the beginning, which is even when you're winning, you're losing. Even when you're being successful, there's just another source of stress around the corner.
And the story by Rolf Winkler and Shalini Ramachandran is called Beyond the Confetti, The Dark Side of Startup Success. And you can find it at WSJ.com. Rolf Winkler of The Wall Street Journal, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Charles.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.